Hey there, Molly Kaiser here, and you are listening to the Booty Call Podcast. This podcast is for photographers who shoot boudoir or want to break into shooting boudoir. I call these photographers booty babes. A booty babe is a photographer who is committed to empowering more women through the art of boudoir photography. A booty babe is ready to throw away all of their past excuses and turn their passion for boudoir into a full-time photography business. A booty babe doesn't let anyone or anything get in the way of their goal to help others while changing their life and business for the better every day. All right, so say it with me. I am a booty babe. Now let's get to the show. I'm going to talk all about networking and how it's a waste of time unless you are doing these two things. So the first thing that I want to talk with you guys about is that you absolutely need to go into whatever networking event that you join, whatever networking group that you join. So maybe it is a networking group for business owners. Maybe it is a charity organization that you're a part of. Maybe it's a country club that you belong to. No matter what event, like networking, gathering, anything like that, no matter where you're going to, you need to be going into it with a clear plan of what you want to be getting out of that thing. So for example, it's gonna be so easy for you to think that it's like a waste of time and money if you don't actually think like, okay, what is my clear goal here? Okay, so clearly you guys want bookings, right? So what you would do going into the event then is say to yourself, okay, well, I'm gonna make it my goal to get, you know, X bookings, right? So what do you think you need to have with you at that event to actually get those bookings, right? You're gonna need some kind of call to action. You're gonna need some kind of information. You're gonna need some kind of scarcity and urgency. These are gonna be your two best friend words for when it comes to sales. You're gonna need scarcity and urgency to get them to actually book with you, right? So the second tip that I like to do, or actually this is still part of tip one, I guess. Maybe I have three tips for you guys, I don't know. But I like to have some kind of a card, not like a business card, but something bigger. Like a 5x7 or a larger type of post, like it's called like a postcard. I use gotprint.com for my postcards because their quality is great and the price is super, super affordable. So anyways, what I would recommend that you do is like print these out, and what you can do is have some kind of a special. So my favorite type of special is like, normally my session fee is $300. And the way that I have my pricing set up, for those of you wondering, is I do a session fee and then I do same day viewing and ordering for large collections, which is 100% what I would recommend for you to do, 100% what you should do if you want a six figure boudoir business. But so what I do is I take these postcards, and on them I let them know, like, normally my session fees, I tell them this verbally. Normally my session fee is $300, but I'm gonna give them a limited time offer for $99. And the postcard has the special for $99. And on it, it has like how they can book their shoot and like the deadline, right? So the second tip for networking events, though, because you're probably like, well, how do I get to that point? How do I hand out these cards without just looking like a super weirdo salesperson, right? So the second thing you're gonna do at any kind of event, networking, anything like that, is you're going to give people value and you're going to befriend them. So I want to share with you some tips. So first of all, only befriend people, like obviously talk to anyone, but like only befriend people that you genuinely want to be friends with, because otherwise you're gonna end up in a situation where you're having a lot of conversations with people that you don't enjoy, and that's not a good place to be. So I'm personally in like a high level networking group, and it's funny because I actually joined the networking group because I felt like I didn't have a lot of like-minded people to talk to, which is weird for me because I have tons of people to talk to. But anyways, this is why I joined this event, right? And what's funny is I was really afraid that I wouldn't be able to make friends. And you guys are probably thinking the same thing going into a networking event, especially if you're going there alone, which is typically how I do them. You're probably like nervous, like, how am I gonna talk to people? How am I gonna da-da-da? And what's funny is I actually ended up befriending almost everyone in this group. And how I did it was straight away, I gave value to people. So when you go to networking groups, it's obviously very easy to start up a conversation because everyone is there for the same reason. Everyone's there to socialize. Everyone is there, right? So you can literally just go up to people and be like, hey, are you having fun? What did you think of the appetizer? Like you can say, or like, what's your business? You know what I mean? Like you can pretty much say anything, right? And then the cool thing is that you just want to ask questions about them, focus on them. Okay. So let me just kind of role play here. So let's say you go up to someone and you'd be like, literally just like, you know, shake their hand and be like, this is what I would do. I'd be like, hi, I'm Molly. And I'd be like, and they'd be like, hi, I'm so-and-so. Awesome. Cool. So if it's a business event, I'd be like, awesome. What do you do? And they're like, oh, I do da, 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 da. And I'm like, wow, that's, you know, that's so cool. Like, let's say they're like, oh, well, I'm a, you know, I don't know. I do Botox. I have no idea. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Like, you know, how long have you been doing that? And I just ask them tons and tons of questions about them until they ask me about me. And when they ask me about me, if they ask me right away, then I for sure will like keep trying to talk about them. Like you want to make sure that the conversation is like 80% about them and maybe like 20% about you. Trust me, the more, I know you might be thinking like, you know, it's so easy to just go into it and be like, book a shoot with me. But like, just trust me, the more value you get, people will just want to book shoots with you. People will just want to reach out to you. So like I said, anytime I join a group or go to a social event, like I'm straight away just adding value. So let's say it's a women's business event. I would go in, there's this one women's business event that I'm a part of where you get to book a slot to teach people stuff. And I booked a slot straight away right when I joined and just taught people like one super, super good thing that was working in my business. And like everyone wanted to talk to me. And that's exactly how you do it. And even if you're just talking with people in a group setting or one-on-one, you need to give them value, ask questions about them. And then when the time is right, you can talk about what you do. So I could be like, you know, hey, I'm a women's portrait photographer. I do boudoir. I do boudoir photography. Do you know what that is? Because not a lot of people do. And so I'll say, oh, it's like a Victoria's Secret shoot for the everyday woman. And they're like, oh, wow, that's so cool. And then typically they'll be like, oh, like, you know, I want to shoot for my wife, or I want to book a shoot for my husband, or I want to, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like they'll literally just like lead into it. It's so easy. And you'll be like, well, actually like no pressure, but I have one of these. I bought a few of these and I have a couple left. And it's like, if you book your, shoot by tomorrow at midnight, you get a session for $99 instead of $300. And they're like, oh, wow, cool. Da, 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 da. So that's actually, those are the two tips. So tip number one is go in there with a clear plan and have something, a special, something time sensitive, something that has urgency and scarcity, right? So let me just highlight the special is normally my session fee is $300 and I'm discounting it to $99, right? The scarcity is that I only brought a few of these special cards with me. The urgency is that they have to book their shoot by whatever the date says on the card. So usually I only give them, you know, like 1 or 2 days by midnight. And that obviously that's not when their session's going to happen. That's just when they have to actually like book it and pay the $99. Now, if I was at like an event or trade show or something like that, I would actually have them book on the spot. But I'm talking more about like networking, social events, things like that. If you don't go into your networking events with some kind of plan, some kind of a time sensitive special, using scarcity and urgency, which is super important. And if you don't lead off with value and helping people, then you're going to end up thinking that networking is a total waste of time when really it's been around forever. It's not a total waste of time. It 100% works if you do it the right way. Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys really enjoyed this. I love hanging out with my booty babes. You guys are amazing. You're world changing. Literally though, you are changing the world. So anyways, much success in your business. If I can help you in any way, please reach out, send me a DM, an email. You can join my Facebook group. It's called Boudoir and Portrait Photogs. Thanks so much for listening to the Booty Call podcast. Remember, if you loved this episode, leave me a review and tell me why. I absolutely love reading each and every single one. And also be sure to go to boudoircertified.com/case. That's boudoircertified.com/case.
SE. To see all of our student success stories and for you to schedule your 30-minute strategy session with either me or a Booty Shorts coach. See you next time.